Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Hey, have you ever heard stories about pizza delivery guys? The internet is full of them. Some of them are pretty scary, but you know, being a pizza delivery guy is actually scarier. You know how many people I used to meet per day? Really, a lot. How long do you think you can go without meeting the wrong customer? I still remember clearly that dark and rainy night. At that time, I was a soccer player for a very small team in a minor division.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
So I made a living delivering pizzas to earn some extra money. It was a pretty relaxed job that didn't take too much time away from training. To be honest, I had never found myself in a really scary situation or something that would make me consider looking for something else. Until that night. I had been delivering pizzas for hours, hopping from one order to the next in the pouring rain. Finally, I arrived at the last place before the pizzeria closed. A simple house on the outskirts of town. I pulled up in front of the house and peered through the fogged windshield. The rain was pounding hard against the roof of the car, so I couldn't see very well what was going on outside. I took out the order, a couple of hot pizzas, and headed for the door. The porch was covered in moss. The rafters creaked under my feet as I made my way to the front door. The place looked pretty neat, but even so, it was still very old. I rang the doorbell and waited, somewhat annoyed that the client was taking so long, which seemed very inconsiderate considering it was raining. The door opened slowly, revealing a stooped old woman with a friendly smile on her face.
You finally arrived.
Sorry for the delay. The weather is not cooperating.
No problem. I've been taking my time getting out too. I admit that I don't have the speed I had before.
Oh? And no one could pick up the order for you? I don't think you will eat two pizzas alone.
No, I am alone. Although the pizzas are for my children, they will come in a while. Listen to me. Can you help me with the pizzas? Unfortunately, I can't bring them.
Of course, Mel. I admit that I didn't feel like going into the house. I could only think about leaving. But anyway, I went ahead and entered this old lady's house. I had many questions to ask her, like why her children were coming at this time of night in the middle of the rain. But I decided to keep my doubts to myself so as not to make the lady take too much talk out of me. I wanted to leave as soon as possible. Once I was inside, the lady followed me inside, closing the door behind me. The house was dark and smelled musty. As we walked down the hallway, I could see old photos hanging on the walls, all of them of her as an old woman, smiling and staring at the camera. I can't tell you how creepy it was to be there and to see those pictures. There were more than 10 pictures on the wall, but by the lady's hair and face, I noticed that they were all taken in the same month.
This way, boy.
I followed her into a small kitchen, lit by a dim light. There was a wooden table in the center of the room, with two chairs in front of it.
Please leave the pizzas on the table.
I nodded and placed the pizzas on the table, feeling increasingly uncomfortable with the situation. The old woman disappeared for a moment, leaving me alone in the kitchen. As I waited, I glanced around, trying to ignore the feeling that something was wrong. It was then that I noticed something strange. There was a pile of sharp knives strewn across the countertop. Maybe she was just washing up, or they were in disarray, but they looked too weird to me. They looked more like collection knives. They were all very different from each other, and none of them seemed to be made for cutting pizza. Before I could process what I was seeing, the old woman came back into the room with an even bigger smile on her wrinkled face. But this time, something in her gaze drew me back.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I was just watching the knives. The old woman laughed, but it was not a normal laugh. It was cold and empty. It was a complicit laugh. It didn't look like the smile of the innocent old lady who just complained that she couldn't lift two boxes of pizzas.
Oh, those are just for the kitchen. But don't worry, I won't hurt you.
I felt trapped, frozen in place as the old woman came closer and closer. I tried to think of an excuse to get out of there, but my mind was blank.
Something wrong, young man. Don't go back. I just want to pay you. That's what you're working for, isn't it?
That's when I heard a noise coming from the hallway as if someone else was in the house. At the end of the hallway, there was a closed room, and I could see how behind it, there was a light off.
It seems that the mice are making a lot of noise. Someday I should call the exterminator.
Those don't look like mice.
Oh no? Then what do you think is behind that door?
I tried to answer, but I was paralyzed with fear. She may be just an old lady, but there was something about her that I found increasingly intimidating. I had been in several fights on the streets or at soccer games when I was younger, but no one had ever struck me with as much fear as this frail old woman. That sounded like a human voice, with the mouth covered. The old woman's face changed again. She smiled again as she slowly walked to the counter, grabbing a knife from the table. What did you grab that knife for?
Didn't I just tell you? I use them for cooking. Do you want to see it up close? Feel its edge.
I'll leave. Please stay where you are.
Of course. Are you sure you don't want to see what's in the room? I could accompany you.
No, it's none of my business.
A smart decision, boy.
I slowly began to walk towards the exit, breathing shakily and terrified for my life. I could have fought with the lady. I could have lunged at her and attacked her, but I didn't want to risk it. I was just too scared. As I was leaving, I felt a cold, sharp metal on my back. The lady was behind me.
Hey, I can imagine that the police will be here in a few minutes. I don't think I'll be able to give you a tip when that happens.
While she was telling me that, the woman put some money in my pocket. I had no idea how she had crossed the entire dining room so quickly. This lady had no difficulty walking at all. As she gave me the money, I kept walking, now watching my back and looking at her. As I left, she waved innocently at me, like a harmless old lady. Once I got out, I ran through the garden, and without looking back, I forgot that it was raining torrentially. I just wanted to get to my car. Without thinking twice, I ran to the car and jumped in, closing the door behind me. I started the engine and accelerated away from that house. Once I got about 5 blocks away, I called the police as fast as I could and told them that there might be a kidnapped person in that house. They told me they were going to check it out. The next day, I saw the lady on the news. It seems that there was a kidnapped person in her house. When the police arrived, she was just sitting there eating pizza. She didn't put up any kind of resistance to the arrest. You could even say she was waiting for it. It was as if she wanted to be arrested. It was then that I realized that I was simply a tool for this. For some reason that only a psychopath could understand, she surely wanted to be discovered. She wanted to be arrested. The kidnapped person was a 19-year-old girl whom the lady had kidnapped with her husband about 6 months earlier. The husband had died 2 months later, and the lady had lost all motivation to continue. You wonder why the girl was kidnapped, don't you? Even she couldn't answer that. She was just kept in the room like a pet. However, she also said that because of the state of the walls, she had not been the first. As I watched the news, I breathed heavily and dizzily. I didn't understand how I ended up involved in this. Trying to calm down, I could only think that this would be the last time I would be delivering pizzas at night.
How many of you like to eat pizza when you're alone? You know, for me, it was almost a ritual. I love to eat pizza and watch horror movies. There was no better plan than that. Sounds like a great night, right? Well, the idea was fantastic. I just didn't count on one little detail. Someone was going to try to kill me. It all happened a couple of months ago when I was spending the night at home alone, as usual. My parents were out of town and my friends had plans, so I stayed in, watching movies and eating pizza. My perfect plan for a Saturday night. I ordered a pizza from my favorite place, and the wait took forever.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Finally, I heard the doorbell ring and ran to the door. I opened it without thinking twice. Who else could it be but the pizza delivery guy? I opened the door excitedly, but instead of meeting the usual delivery guy, I met someone I didn't expect to meet. It was a guy wearing a baseball cap and a hoodie, which seemed a bit odd to me, since it's a pizzeria that, oddly enough for a delivery guy, everyone had to wear the same shirt. But no matter what he was wearing, the most disturbing thing was the look in his eyes. His eyes were dark and empty, as if there was nothing behind them. He was clearly an ordinary person like me, but he didn't look human. Were they contact lenses? Why was he wearing them to deliver pizzas? At first, I thought he was just a strange pizza delivery guy, but something about the way he looked at me made my hair stand on end. It was as if he was analyzing me. I took the pizza with trembling hands and handed him the money, trying to smile as if everything was fine. I didn't know why this person was looking at me like that, but the worst thing you can do in these cases is to show fear. Once he handed me the pizza, the guy didn't move. He just stood there looking at me with that haunting look on his face and a huge distorted smile. I couldn't wait for him to leave at once. This guy turned a pizza delivery into an incredibly uncomfortable event. Finally, after what seemed like an eternity, I closed the door with the man still in front of it. I didn't even think I was slamming the door in his face. I only did it out of discomfort and so I could open my food and eat my dinner. Anyway, I admit I breathed a sigh of relief before heading to the kitchen to eat the pizza. But when I opened the box, what I saw made me recoil. The pizza didn't look normal at all. It was covered in a dark goo that seemed to move on its own. I leaned closer to examine it, and a foul smell almost made me vomit. Normally, I would think they used a bad ingredient, but this was different, as everything was rotten. The sauce, the mozzarella, even the dough. There was no way this was an accident. Disgusted and furious, I took a picture of the pizza, closed the box, and threw it in the trash. Then I washed my hands repeatedly, as if I could wash away the feeling of disgust that had overtaken me. I sat down on the couch, thinking that I would just tell whoever was serving me at the pizzeria the next day. I tried to think of many things, tried to ignore what had just happened to me and decide what I was going to eat. But then I heard a noise coming from outside. It was like a steady scratching at the front door. I slowly stood up, feeling the hair on the back of my neck standing up as well. I approached the window cautiously and peered between the curtains. I saw nothing but the darkness of the night, but the noise was still there, getting louder and louder. Then suddenly, it stopped. At that moment, a sense of dread came over me completely. That noise was not coming from the sidewalk. It was coming from the door. I didn't know what to do. Why was there someone at my door? Should I call the police? Or should I just ignore it and hope it would disappear? Before I could decide, the doorbell rang again, startling me. With my heart in my mouth, I slowly approached the door and asked who it was. There was no answer, just silence. I steeled myself and yanked the door open, ready to face whatever was on the other side. If the man wanted to attack me, he couldn't, since there was still a glass door between us. Once I opened the door, I was shocked. There he was, the same guy with the baseball cap and hoodie. But this time, something was different. His face was distorted by a macabre smile that seemed to reach all the way to his ears. He looked at me with those empty eyes and said, almost whispering,
"You want another pizza, buddy?"
I froze, not knowing how to react. How could this guy keep showing up at my door? And why the hell was he offering me more pizza after what I'd seen? It was at that moment that I realized something. His feet were dirty and muddy. When he came up to my house, he left footprints all over my driveway. But you know, there were no footprints leading away from my house. You know what this means, don't you? From the time he gave me the pizza to this moment, he never moved from this position. He just stood there, staring at the door, waiting for me to come out again. Before I could say a word, the guy stepped forward and entered my house as if it were the most natural thing in the world. I stepped back, feeling my back hit the wall. I didn't know what to do, so I just stood there, watching him slowly approach me. "No, I don't want any more pizza." The guy simply laughed, a laugh that chilled my blood to the bone. He reached out and grabbed my arm hard, making me scream in pain.
"Aren't you hungry, buddy? This pizza is special. It's just for you. With all the starving children in the world, don't you think it's a shame to throw it away so blatantly?"
Third Love makes bras that actually fit, so they know this. If your bra feels uncomfortable, the problem isn't your body, it's your bra. Third Love designs for comfort first. Soft fabrics, support that doesn't dig, pinch, or slip. Bras that feel good and look good under everything you wear. Shop Third Love and explore over 60 sizes, including AA through H, and half cup sizes you won't find anywhere else. Get $15 off your first purchase at thirdlove.com with code PODCAST15.
Here's what happened when one journalist reported on DEI programs.
I decided to just focus on the University of Michigan. I obtained internal documents that showed that the school had spent about $250 million on DEI programs. I spent 2 weeks in Ann Arbor talking to everybody I could find. The unintended consequences of these programs, they had sort of left everybody dissatisfied. And this expensive machinery the school had built just imploded. If you're a journalist, you are not on anyone's team. All you're trying to do is figure out as many of the facts as you can gather. The facts are going to guide you to where the story lands. You're not taking sides. I'm Nick Confessori. I'm an investigations reporter for the New York Times.
Journalists like Nick follow the facts wherever they lead. They go where news breaks, get answers firsthand, and publish what they find. That's fact-based reporting. Seek it out if you don't already.
I tried to break free from his grip, but this man just had too much strength and I couldn't even move him. I felt helpless, weak, and powerless. Meanwhile, the pizza delivery guy opened the top of the box and plunged my head into the pizza, rubbing it against the hot mozzarella as if I were stepping on a cockroach. Not only was I disgusted by what was happening, but it was also burning my face. whether it was the temperature of the mozzarella or the friction of the box on my face. The pain was so intense, and it lasted until the man threw me hard against the wall. As soon as I was free of him, I started vomiting everywhere. Some of the pizza had entered my mouth. And let me tell you, the taste was even stronger than the smell. This cheese was really rotten in the worst way imaginable. I lifted my face up, looking for my attacker. And there he was, eating a slice of pizza with all the tranquility in the world. After a few seconds, even the psycho's face transformed, and he started to vomit too. But he did it differently. He had a huge smile on his face as he threw up, as if he was enjoying every second of it. Still sore and confused, I ran out of the house. As I did so, I could see how the man gathered up all the vomit with his hands, possibly trying to eat it. He had completely forgotten about me, only thinking about doing his own thing. Instinctively, I ran to a neighbor's house where I asked them to call the police as soon as possible. Once the police arrived, no one was there. The pizza was gone, and the vomit was gone, too. Although the cops believed me because they found traces of liquid on the floor and rotten mozzarella that had dripped from the garbage can to the back exit of my house. The next day when I spoke to the pizzeria, they told me that the delivery man they sent never arrived at my house. The man was reported missing and was never found. As for my attacker, from the description I gave, the pizzeria said that although he never came to deliver any orders to me, the man had worked with them and had been fired a week earlier for fighting with customers and having a very psychotic behavior with his co-workers. Nothing similar to what he did at my house, though. I never knew why he did what he did to me, why he chose a customer he didn't know, or what he did to the other delivery man.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
The man was never found, and with the time that has passed, he may never be found. The only thing I know is that from that day on, I never ate pizza again.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better, and that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino, the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids, some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.